you know, everybody that chipped in to help us with that. And obviously, getting the first win here at such a great facility is you know, huge for me and my family. So, yeah, it's nice to get a Charlotte win. It's been I've been coming here a lot of years, and you know, this is obviously the home of all the NASCAR stuff. So it's got a lot of, I'm a big NASCAR fan too. So yeah, it's a great day for sure.
You know, it's a good time of the year to get your first win, but obviously, you know, this season hasn't gone kind of according to the normal Coletta plan, but you guys have stuck to the program.
Yeah, all my Mac Tools distributors, you know, they're wondering what the heck we're over here doing, but no, they support the heck, you know, they're great supporters. You know, Tony and Brett Shaw there with Mac Tools headquarters, they, you know, they're real proud, I'm sure, and, you know, we're proud to be able to bring this home to the distributors, so. Yeah, it's a great day for Connie as well, having two of the top fuel cars in the final. So Richie did a great job, you know, stepping into that car for the second race and making it to the final and doing a great job. So, you know, now we got a dragster win. The funny car guys on our Coletta Motorsports have been showing us how to do it. So it's good that we both made it to the final and things are looking up.
Doug, I think you could agree with me that in times you've gotten hot at the wrong time in the season. Now you finally got the prime time to get hot. How does it feel to finally get right at the right time?
Yeah, that's a lot to be said for that, because we've definitely done it a few times, and certainly this is just the first race, but it's great momentum, and this is definitely the time to make it happen. So we're you know, we'll have a lot of momentum leaving here, and yeah, we'll keep our heads down and just stay after it. And can't say enough about Jim Oberhofer, though. He's in Troy, and all the guys that work on the Mac Tools car, they keep giving me such a great car. So we've you know, we've been knocking at the door to get a win throughout the year, but just real glad to be able to do it here.
Samuel Reimann, Competition Plus. A lot of your top competition there was taken out in upsets early on. Can you talk about your reactions emotionally to that?
Yeah, second round, I think Richie Pampton ended up getting Steve Torrance. So actually, Richie was killing it with the countdown cars today. He took out three of the countdown cars. So yeah, it was a great effort by the Sealmaster car. We definitely tore up some parts over there. I think we had an issue of not having enough fuel in the tank. So first two rounds, I mean, it just leveled the engine on that thing. But we're like, well, we're taking out countdown cars here. It's got to be worth something, right? So, our crazy way of justifying things. But no, it was good. And you know, it's drag racing. You know, it's one of those deals. Sometimes. You know, you go out early and it sucks, but we're fortunate we got the win here today.
The performance of the Coletta Motorsports top fuel team today overall was fantastic. You got both cars in the final round. Talk about the momentum for not just yourself, but the organization as a whole after that kind of a performance.
Yeah, you know, with the funny cars winning the previous two races, you know, that really started it for us. I think the pedal job that JR did at Indy was like a breakthrough for all of our teams, really. He pulled off an incredible pedal job and win there, and it seems like it's just been kind of building momentum ever since then. So, you know, I just can't say enough for you know, everybody that works on all of our teams. Everybody's really working hard on these things. And, you know, Connie's super proud of everybody that, you know, it's good that he's having fun. I mean, that's, you know, he's been out here a lot of years, and you know, we had this. Jim has really been promoting the fact that, I mean, without Connie, I mean, it's, you know, he's such a big deal for us and such a great supporter for us, and we got to keep him having fun, and he's out here doing his thing, and you know, and leading all of us, you know, with his you know, year after year drive for what we do out here. So yeah, 79. You know, you can only hope that. You know, you got an effort like this going on, and you're having fun with it. So he's definitely carrying us.
Congratulations, Doug. Thank you very much.